continuing our conversation on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with PCM former boys basketball coach Fred Lawrenson. Fred, can you kind of talk a little bit too about the coaching staff on that team? How close in it a group of guys were you, and kind of what did each coach kind of bring to the team a little bit?
Yeah, it was really good. Coach Greer, he started with me back in 1985-86 season, and had been my assistant all the way through until we both retired before last year started. And he was just the perfect complement to me because he would be really good at making suggestions, and a lot of times I would take him, sometimes I wouldn't. He didn't care, he would just keep suggesting things. But he really knew then and still knows the game really well. Was a great assistant coach. He doesn't get near as much credit for all the stuff that was going on here that he should have. And Bill Wright had been with us a lot of years. He played for us in the late 80s, and then soon after that got on board and did a great job with our younger kids and coaching well. And then we had a couple of volunteers that year, John Kaitis and Kyle Creer, volunteered and helped us out a bunch. And it was just a really, you know, we all got along really well. We all liked each other and all could give input into things. And it was just a great thing coaching-wise to have that group together.
You know, being at PCM, being a 2A school, when you were at the state tournament that year, did it really just kind of have that feeling that a lot of some smaller schools do, where the whole community is behind you, and it was just an overwhelming kind of experience there?
Oh, absolutely. And before I came down for the ceremonies, we were up in the bleachers there talking to somebody, and they were saying how they thought our 1987 Monroe Wildcat team maybe was just as important as anything else we did after that, because they were the trailblazers. We'd never been to state before, and there were these kids, you know, we'd had some pretty poor years before that, and were a little bit better in 86, and when they were seniors in 87, they were just phenomenal. And we got beat in overtime in the semifinal game that year. Could have been state champions as well in 87, and that was just Monroe. And then we've had nine teams since then as PCM that made it to state, and five or six of those could have easily won the state tournament. So, but there's no question, they just great support. When they had Kelly Kane doing the whistle thing there, he did that at every game. It was just part of the deal. I was so glad they did that tonight, because it was just a huge part of Mustang basketball. And you know, I remember coming to games, we would host early round games here, and I don't remember what year it was one of the years we ended up going to state. But I got to the school about 6 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, and there was already a crowd almost all the way down to the end of our driveway waiting to get into the building for that game. I mean, it was just crazy. And we had games where people couldn't get in. The gym was full. I had a cousin that lived in Ames that came to one of our tournament games, and he got turned away. He didn't get there in time. He couldn't get in. It was just crazy.
You know that you know, the moments happened where you guys won the state title back there in 04. What was kind of the following hours and days like for you, being able to celebrate that and enjoy that?
The initial was just relief. I remember Coach Greer and I, when we beat Sioux Center in the semifinal game, and Sioux Center, they might have been the best team up there. And when we beat them, that was a big relief, because they were really, really, really good. And we were sitting in the bleachers after the game, watching the game after ours. And all of a sudden it hit us, we're not done yet. We got to play one more game. You know, it was just a real grind, because we had a really tough path all the way through, a lot of really close, intense games. And I think the initial feeling was just relief, and then it kind of sunk in after a while, and you realized it was a pretty cool deal. You see those, you know, you watch the state tournament on TV, and you see these teams getting the trophy and all that every year, and all of a sudden that was PCM doing that, and it was just really neat.
Fred, kind of before we close, was there a certain point in that season, that 04 season, that maybe you and your coaching staff thought, okay, we might have one of the best teams here in the state, and we have a real chance of doing that this year?
Yeah, I'd say for that year and the 3 years before, the first day of practice, we knew we were going to be good. You know, Brandon was phenomenal, and then Grant Burns just got so much better from his freshman year to his sophomore year. Just one of the toughest pound-for-pound kids there ever was. And then we had, you know, role players, Jerry West and Brooke Mayer and Trent Kane. They just all did their job. We had kids come off the bench that pitched in, and it was just it just all came together. We knew before we started that we had a chance to win it. We could have won it the 3 years before that too. It just didn't happen. But the program was going really well then. Of course, you have a Brandon Myers in there that's going to make things really, really good. So it was just a great feeling. We knew for a long time we were going to be state competitive.
Well, Fred, congrats on, you know, on the 2004 season. You guys being honored tonight and all that you accomplished at PCM. That's PCM former head basketball coach Fred Lawrenson on today's Lately Radio Sports Page. Thanks, Fred.
Appreciate it. Thank you.